T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hello, howdy, greetings, welcome, salutations, and penultimate workday of the week, alohas to you. You're just in time for hour number 2 of the Bobby Mack Show with yours truly, the attack dog of the right, the bombastic loud mouth of the South, and as always, your input is invited, encouraged, and welcome. Here is how you join me and be a part of the conversation today. Just grab your phone, use the Ingalls Advantage talk line, 800-347-1063. Common Sense Retirement Planning text line number is 71307, and my email address, bob@1063.com. Our key word for this hour in the $1,000 bankroll contest, upgrade. Yeah, we got an upgrade in some of the software in my computer earlier this afternoon, which proceeded to immediately crash the entire system. Thank you so much for that upgrade. I knew I never should have installed Windows 98. Probably not a good idea. Text that word, upgrade, UPGRADE, text it to 72881 and get your name in the hat in the $1,000 bankroll contest. You may have been operating under a misapprehension. You may have been thinking, well, okay, we had a bunch of elections during the past year, and at least we're done for them now until November of 2020. Well, there is a trickle-down effect that has taken place, beginning with 4th District Congressman Trey Gowdy deciding to give up his seat in Washington. That seat was taken in a special election that was held to replace him and was won by South Carolina State Senator William Timmons, who then departed the South Carolina Senate. At that point, a member of the House, Dwight Loftus, decided he would give up, or at least would run for replacing Timmons from the House, moving to the Senate, which he has done. That means that House District 19 seat is now up for grabs, and there'll be a special election the day after my birthday, appropriately enough, on August the 20th, to replace Dwight Loftus in the South Carolina House. And businessman and former chairman of the Greenville County Republican Party, Patrick Hatton, H-A-D-D-O-N, Patrick Hadden, joins me now. Hey, Pat, how are you?
Very good, Bob. How you doing?
So far, so good. This has been this has been kind of a trickle-down situation that has resulted in this seat being open, huh?
Well, fortunately for everybody in this area, it's going to come to an end August 20th. and that's it. I mean, until obviously next March, we start the whole primary season over again. But so everybody gets a little bit of a break between August 20th and next spring. So there is a good side to it.
I know that you already have the endorsement of State Senator Dwight Loftus, who was the previous occupant of that seat. He said Patrick Haddon's strong commitment to his family reflects his deep commitment to traditional family values, which stand as the foundation for a stable community and society, and he supports your candidacy. There are a couple of other people who have filed for this seat, right?
There is. Yes, there is.
Yeah, Bill Addis is running in opposition, will be running in opposition to you as a Republican, and Carrie, I believe her name is pronounced Kooten, is running as a Democrat. Is that how you pronounce her name? Do you know, Patrick?
I think it's Counton.
Counton. Gotcha.
Yes, sir.
She is running as a Democrat for District 19.
That is correct.
We have continued to see, Patrick, increasing budgets, increasing by pretty humongous amounts. Every time the legislature goes into session, which I'm sure you are familiar with.
Every year. And that's not just the state legislature. That can be school board as well. So, you know, we can add all that together. But, yeah, this last budget went up. I think it's $9 billion.
Right.
But, of course, that doesn't count, you know, the federal money that goes through. And there's a couple other accounts that it is not included in that $9 billion. But this is the way I look at it. I wish, you know, they had a surplus last year.
Yep.
I think it ended up being $500 million this year. We had the windfall the year before where it was unexpected money, you know, $1 billion, I believe it was. They spent it, spent every dime of it. And what I don't understand is, and the problem that I have with it is once you spend it, now there's expectation.
Yeah.
And so to me, you know, I see people struggling. Why don't we just use what we have to have, zero-based budgeting? You know, everybody does budgeting. You can take the, you know, eight prior months, add it together, divide it by 12, and you got a pretty good budget.
Yep, you do.
If we do that on a state level and absolutely look at what are the core functions of government, security, roads and bridges, well, you know, they haven't done a very good job at that.
To say the least.
Yeah, that could be just highly questionable. Take all of that. We can get people in the room and figure out what we actually need. How about turn it back over to the people, get it back in the economy, in people's hands? I think that frustrates me more than anything. You know, I'm glad we're getting that $50 back.
Right.
Because that's not, you know, yeah, it's going to cost some money for postage, but at least I get to spend that, and then it turns over four and five times in the economy.
Yeah.
So that's a right step, but there's plenty of money down there that could be turned back over to the citizens of South Carolina.
We're talking with Patrick Haddon. He's the former Greenville County Republican Party chairman and is now a candidate to replace Dwight Loftus in South Carolina House District 19 in a special election. Mark it on your calendar. It's going to be coming up on the 20th of August. That's one of the complaints that I hear on a daily basis, Pat. That is people posing the question, and rightly so. You know, look, I make X amount of money, and I have a budget for my family. We know how much we can spend. We have things that are necessities we have to buy, and then anything over that, we see if we have money left in the budget for it. But yes. Sadly, you know, these guys in Columbia seem to be operating under the assumption that it's just a never-ending supply of money that we can send their way for every boondoggle project they come up with.
Well, unfortunately, that's what happens with elections. You know, somebody asked me the other day, why can't we get good conservatives in there?
Mm-hmm.
Well, most of the time, a good conservative, a good true conservative, you know, they can't raise a lot of money. For
right.
some reason, conservatives don't donate a lot of money. You know, the liberals and the left, they come out, they donate a lot of money, and it takes money to run.
You bet.
And so you get people down there that don't believe like you and I do, and that's what you get. You get people that want to just spend every dime they've got. I'm sorry, they're just not going to like me because I'm not going to go along with that.
Well, that's good to hear.
Sorry.
Yeah, that's refreshing to hear. You know, this business with the Carolina Panthers, they're throwing hundreds of millions of dollars at them in tax breaks and spending $40 million to build them a new highway that will connect to their new training camp facility. You know, and even with the onset of the gas tax hike, which they finally pushed through a couple of years ago, we're still driving around in pothole-infested roads.
Well, if I may be wrong, but I believe there is – I heard the Richard Ekstrom, our Comptroller General, speak on Saturday. I think he said there was $1 billion in our gas fund, gas tax fund, which throws the question, why would they even think about putting tolls on 95? But that's a whole different issue.
Right, and fortunately, that one died in this session. But your point's
exactly.
Well taken. You know they're going to bring it back up next time.
They are. And so with the tax money that we have – We need to be focusing on our roads. I mean, I hear it every day. I've got trucks on the road with a business.
Yep.
That is a huge issue. We need to reform DOT. But this whole deal with the Carolina Panthers and the billionaire that has the capability of doing this himself.
Absolutely.
I'm not in favor of that at all. I don't necessarily know that if all of us we don't really know all of the details of that. Someone has said that there was going to be a 15-year moratorium on income taxes for payroll and things of that nature in that. So I'm looking into that.
Right.
If that was the case, then this is seriously wrong for South Carolina.
Yeah, it just smacks of cronyism, you know, of the good old boys in Columbia who are going to be sitting in Skybox watching the Panthers games and sitting back and enjoying themselves and having a great time. Again, on the taxpayers' dime because of our money that they threw their way.
Yes.
It's pathetic that this kind of stuff goes on.
Just think, every April we just went through tax season and a lot of people are still getting their taxes done and making those payments to the state.
Right.
Just think, a portion of that is going to the Carolina Panthers.
Yeah. Yeah, it gives you a great feeling, especially considering the fact they have on their roster Eric Reed, one of the original kneelers during the national anthem when he was with the San Francisco 49ers. And I guess is still doing the same thing now. That's certainly somebody I want to support with my tax dollars. Well, Patrick,
certainly not a role model.
Yeah, absolutely not. Or the wrong kind of role model for sure.
That's right.
Patrick Haddon, he's a former chairman of the Greenville County GOP and is a candidate for the House of Representatives District 19 seat. And the special election will be coming up on August the 20th. So make a note on your calendar. Patrick, thanks a lot for your time today.
Thank you. But the primary is June 18th.
Oh, I got you right.
June 18th is my primary. Anybody can reach out to me. My phone number is 864-320-1946. My website is patrickhaddon.com. Anybody want to call me, ask questions. I'd love to get your support and your vote on primary day, which is mess me up. June 18th.
Right. And then the special election will be on August 20th. Again, Patrick's phone number, 864-320-1946. Patrick, thanks a lot for your time today.
Bob.
Best of luck to you on primary date, June the 18th.
All right. Talk to you soon. Thanks, Bob.
You bet. Take care. 419 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Take a quick break here and right back with more here on Thursday.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
In Washington, going on right now, President Trump, who announced this afternoon more aid for farmers, $16 billion in aid for farmers in light of the they're being damaged by the ongoing trade war with China. And the president has been speaking about a wide range of topics this afternoon. Let's hear a bit of what the president's saying.
And all of our workers are fired, and all of those plants are empty, like happened to Michigan and Ohio and Pennsylvania and North Carolina and Kentucky and lots of other places. Guess what? Our car industry now is thriving. And under the USMCA, it's prohibitive to do that financially. It's prohibitive. It will be a tremendous price. Nobody will do it. And if you look, since I've been president, the mass exodus, they have almost 30% of our business in Mexico, our car business. It's ridiculous. It's all stopped. It's all stopped. Nobody's doing it. And now, as you saw in Ohio, great state, unbelievable state, the only thing I had was General Motors closed Lordstown plant. It's a big Lordstown plant. And I called up Mary Barra and I said, Mary, you either sell it or open it. She didn't like the way I talked to her. I said, I don't care. Doesn't matter to me. You either sell that plant or open that plant. And she sold it to a very good company, I think, that will do a good job making electric trucks. Okay. Thank you all very much. I appreciate it. Thank you.
The president this afternoon, as I said, talking about an announcement of more aid for farmers. And he was, as you might imagine, you know, got the usual loaded questions from the media. Oh, Mr. President, you've accused people of a treason. Who'd you have in mind? And he told them a few. You know, Comey, Strzok, Lisa Page, and he suggested those even higher as well. And he didn't mention Clapper and Brennan, but you know they're in there as well. And he talked about how, in a stunning development that they figured would never happen, Hillary managed to lose an election that had been rigged for her. So, you know, the media just, you know, continues to lob grenades in the president's direction. Speaking of the media, CNN chief White House correspondent Jim the Acoster has penned a book about covering President Trump. His book is raising eyebrows both inside and outside of the network's newsroom. The outspoken Acoster is being criticized by insiders and academics alike for further blurring the lines between being a, use this word loosely, unbiased reporter or a commentator pushing his personal perspectives. Bear in mind, Jim Acosta's job is chief White House correspondent. He's supposed to be a journalist. He's supposed to be a newsman. And he is more problematic than Cuomo or many of the others that are on CNN as pundits. Acosta's book, The Enemy of the People, A Dangerous Time to Tell the Truth in America, as if he's doing that? More appropriate title might be A Dangerous Time to Lie to America, will come out on June 11, and publisher HarperCollins has placed a strict embargo on its content. Yeah, good luck with that. While the book will be kept under wraps until the publication date, a quick glance at the official description leaves little doubt that it will paint the president in a negative light. The publisher is billing the book as an explosive firsthand account of the dangers Acosta faces. Boy, what a courageous guy. This guy, he's got a spine like steel, doesn't he? Well, he's got a brain like steel, I know that. He's just such a heroic figure, such a crusading journalist. Yeah, right. An explosive, ripped from the headlines. I'm surprised it didn't say ripped from the headlines. An explosive firsthand account of the dangers Acosta faces reporting on the current White House while fighting on the front lines in President Trump's war on truth. Fighting in the front lines. This is insulting. He is public enemy number one, it says. The description coincides with the feeling that Acosta is a grandstander who has built an empire as CNN's in-house thorn in the president's side. Last week, he was accused of being dishonest while covering Trump's immigration overhaul remarks, one current CNN employee told Fox News, anonymously, of course, that threats to the free press should obviously be taken seriously and reporters need to seek the truth and report it. But Acosta may no longer be right for the job. CNN employee said, and I quote, Jim Acosta is, a lot of times, asking the right questions, but it doesn't always need to be about him and his grandstanding. People get tired of it. Acosta is supposed to be a correspondent reporting the facts, but you can't tell the difference between him and a paid pundit. That's from somebody that works at CNN. Now, granted, there may be some professional jealousy involved there because Acosta's got this big visibility level, name recognition, and he's got a book coming out that he'll probably make a couple million bucks off of, like Brennan, James Comey did with his book, A Higher Calling. God, it's disgusting the way these guys wrap themselves in the flag as if they are being patriotic. 4:30 here on the Bobby Mack Show, right back on the other side.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, Dan.
Let me see if I get this straight. Hillary Clinton has never faced any charges for violating the Espionage Act or for revealing highly classified material through her homebrew email server. And this afternoon, the DOJ, the Justice Department, has hit WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange with 18 additional charges, violations of the Espionage Act. So we'll see how this goes. This obviously could mean significant time in the Gray Bar Hotel for Mr. Assange if he is found guilty of these charges. We'll have more on this as we proceed along through the evening. To the phones we go. Thanks for patiently waiting. Lou is along this afternoon in Campobello. Hi, Lou, and welcome to the show.
Thanks, Bobby. You know, I heard Pelosi talk about pleading with Trump's family for intervention. And, you know, he had to endure 2 years of an investigation where they were allowed to go anywhere they wanted, anywhere. The double hop rule, that anybody that they contacted, they could go to anybody they contact, anybody they contacted. They spent $35 million of yours and my money.
Yep.
Okay. And they interviewed 500 witnesses, and they couldn't find anything associated with Trump. The IRS is auditing his income tax that is said to be thicker than the Campobello phone book.
I bet.
That's how complex it is. And the Democrats are still saying there's an impeachable offense just wait, we'll find it.
Right.
I was a reserve deputy sheriff in Ohio for a very short time. I have never, except for Stalin, heard somebody say, show me a man and I'll find a crime, not show me a crime and I'll find the man.
Right.
And then you have the likes of Comey, who was derelict in his duty. If nothing else, he didn't verify that the Steele dossier was correct. He was derelict in his duty, and he is writing books, A Higher Calling. You know what? If I was watching a movie, I would have to laugh and turn it off and say there's no possible way this could happen.
Yeah, the level of arrogance that they exhibit is just so completely over the top. So essentially, I guess what's happening now is, after investing all that time and treasure in Mueller's report, and by the way, everybody that was doing the investigating for him is an avowed Trump hater, and even given that, they couldn't find anything. So when the Mueller report comes back and they get a different result than they had expected, as they also did on Election Day in 2016, by the way, then they now are going to embark on their own investigation into Trump's finances, into whether he mistreated his pets as a child, into anything else they can think of, and again, wasting more money.
Okay, so they're gonna subpoena, New York passed the law, they're gonna subpoena his tax returns for New York. If they leak that, isn't that a punishable crime if they leak it? But again, it'll be leaked with no witness, and the Congress right. or the House will try desperately to find out who did it to no avail.
And you know as well as I do, Lou, it's not if, it's when.
Well, Bobby, I think maybe not recently, but if I go back far enough in your history,
yeah.
Can you find something that maybe you did that you say, yeah, I wasn't real proud of that? And, I mean, how far
sure.
back are they going to go? Like you said, when he was a 7-year-old child, he kicked his dog one time.
Right.
Impeach him.
Right. When did
he give up? I'm hoping never, because I'll tell you, I think with as mad as they're getting Trump's base and the people that are on the fence, I can't see him losing to Biden in 2020.
No, neither can I. I think that the assessment that Britt Hume made in the last day or two that Biden is a ticking time bomb and his mouth will go off at some point and torpedo his own candidacy. He's done it in the past and he'll do it again. He's a walking gaffe machine.
I don't think Biden's going to be it. I think someone like Mark Cuban or somebody that's not a career politician is going to throw their hat in closer to the beginning of 2020, and you're going to see a swing towards that person, and they're going to use the same ideology that Trump did. Hey, look, I'm not a politician. I
yeah.
can get stuff done. I really don't think the Democrats could be stupid enough to hang their wagon on Biden.
I don't know. I don't know. You know, considering the level of stupidity that they exhibit on a daily basis, I don't put anything beneath them. But my assessment continues to be, and maybe I'm just looking at this thing through rose-colored glasses, but look, 82% of middle-class Americans got a tax cut thanks to Trump's tax bill. So whoever they put up, whether it's creepy Uncle Joe talking about returning America to normalcy, whatever his idea of normalcy may be, whether it's crazy Bernie or an outlier like Mayor Pete or Kamala Harris, they're nothing but a designated victim.
And you see good news, and I'll make it quick. Fiat Chrysler, they're changing production from Mexico to Michigan on their trucks because the corporate tax rate was dropped from 35 to 21. So it's actually encouraging people to manufacture in the United States. And that irritates the Democrats? What does that say about them as a party?
Yeah.
Are they really for the working man?
Yeah, no, they're not. They want to try and convince people they are, but of course they're not. They're the party of tax and spend, and that sadly is something that the Republicans have borrowed from them in recent years. But another example, U.S. Steel the other day, or just in the last few weeks, announced they're going to be spending $100 million on a new plant outside of Pittsburgh, and I can tell you, it's been a long time since a new steel foundry has opened in Pennsylvania. So people see these things, and I think they understand what the president has really accomplished. Lou, thanks a lot for the call. I appreciate it. Good to have you along, buddy.
Thank you.
You bet. Quarter before five here on the Bobby Mac Show. Take a quick break here. Then we'll be right back with more as we cruise on here on the penultimate work day of the week. Not only that, the next to last one, too.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
What? Welcome back. Coming up on 4:51 now, 9 before 5. There's some interesting stuff in this story at Fox News today about Jim Acosta and his tell-all book from this courageous journalist, CNN employee. If we don't have to talk about Jim Acosta, we don't talk about Jim Acosta. Wow. A reporter who covers the White House for a different news organization echoing those sentiments. I support reporters, even irredeemably biased ones, having access to the White House. But Acosta should consider how his behavior affects the rest of the press corps, who are there to be taken seriously and report the news rather than to boost their own celebrity. Frustrated reporters aren't the only ones concerned about the idea of a White House reporter writing a book about a sitting president, as some in academia also have an issue with it. It would behoove CNN to remove Acosta as a beat reporter from the White House and instead simply label him as a commentator or analyst, said DePaul University professor and media critic Jeffrey McCall to Fox News. He could still frequent the White House press facilities and do his commentary from the White House, but another correspondent should now provide the day-to-day news updates on White House goings-on. Cornell Law School professor William Jacobson told Fox News Acosta writing an anti-Trump book is not surprising and simply compounds his pre-existing conflicts. In a better world, someone with Acosta's bias wouldn't be on a White House beat, but these are not better times. University of North Carolina media ethics guru Lois Boynton feels the book put CNN in a bit of a pickle because Acosta's firsthand experience makes for an interesting narrative, but likely creates a conflict of interest as well. At the very minimum, he and CNN must consider the perceptions that viewers will have about his dual role and how much weight they give those perceptions. At the end of the day, it's what the viewers believe that matters. I can do everything by the objectivity book, but it's the news consumers who get the final call. Yeah, and I think if you've looked at the ratings for CNN, the viewers have already made that call. In on the text line, Bob, Democrats are wasting our tax money with all this childish stuff just because they rigged an election and still lost. Bobby, I believe this is a plan from the Democrat Party. If they say something long enough, they think people will believe it to be true with the media and Trump. Will they be calm and collective and let them make them eat their own words because they have nothing on Trump at all? And they know this is all about power, and lying is what Democrats should do best. Bobby, President Trump should end the so-called cover-up and declassify all the FISA documents. Bobby, the Democrats' grounds for impeachment would be that Trump is misdemeanor, because it says in the Constitution, high crimes and misdemeanors. Let me get back to the top here because I am substantially far behind. Bobby, what happened to a third-party candidate who's the president of Starbucks? Is he going to run? Haven't heard from him in a while, and that probably is why. Bobby Mack, the Biden-Poseidon is a sinking ship. Bobby, damn the Dems. They aren't getting anything done. Hopefully some of their sins will be exposed soon enough and a domino effect beginning with Comey. Texter says, mistreated his pets. You're awesome with the one-liners, kind of like Rodney Dangerfield-ish at times. LMAO, great show today. Dave, USMC. Semper Fi. Dave, appreciate that. Bobby, sounds like a HarperCollins publisher boycott may become necessary. Yeah, with Acosta's book. Bobby, Acosta couldn't fight his way out of a wet paper bag, let alone take a weapon and stand a post on the front lines. Oh, but he's a courageous journalist. He's a hero. Right. Bobby, so Acosta's book is called Enemy of the State. I'm going to assume from the title it's an autobiography. Bobby, they have a swine disease in China, killing off a lot of their pigs. The pigs eat our soybeans. One reason why our farmers are hurting. And one reason, I'm sure, why President Trump today announced the $16 billion in aid that will go to the farmers. Bobby, when you had your interview with the candidate for House District 19 earlier, I missed Patrick's last name. Could you repeat it, please? Yes, it is Haddon, H-A-D-D-O-N. Okay. And a few other less than complimentary comments about the Speaker of the House, the Leaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi. Take a break for the news here at top of the hour at 5. Moneypenny has the next keyword in just a matter of minutes, and I'm right back on the other side with the 5 o'clock follies, including an interview with the deputy chief of the RNC, deputy press spokesman for the RNC. Well, we'll talk more about Nancy Pelosi. That and more is on the way.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.